this is really the whole chapter, right? This is like A part two?
We are, no, but we're going to, I think we're going to go back to the beginning of the chapter, and then we'll make up the rest of the chapter later. So it is March 22nd, 2017, the fourth day of Adar, Tafshinai and Zion. And we'll go to the beginning of Truma, really the section discussing the order to build the Truma, and then the construction of the Aron. I guess we'll save the construction of, I think the Shulchan is next. We'll save that for another time. So the Ramban actually gives you an introduction here. This is a very important Ramban. We pointed this out last time when we started, and that is, when exactly is this taking place? When is the order of building the Mishkan? When is that? So the Ramban is orderly. The Ramban is the one who says that list of chapters are all in order, that Yisro shows up. Well, actually, I'm not sure he even includes that, but I assume Yisro shows up, the giving of the Maimon Har Sinai happens, then there's a description of Mishpatim, then there is a description of Nasa V'Nishma, that B'nai Yisrael then says, okay, we'll take more, and then Moshe heads up to Shemayim, and that's what's going on now. So Moshe heads up to Shemayim, and he gets instructions with regards to the Mishkan. That is the Ramban's orders. The Ramban spells out, so why is this? So the Ramban, Kasher Diver Hashem Im Yisrael, Panim Panim, Aser Sadebrus, as Hashem had spoken with the Jews, face-to-face by the Aser Sadebrus, but Tzivo Samayde Moshe, Ktsat Mitzvos, and he commanded by way of Moshe a few of the Mitzvos, Shein Kamo Avos L'Mitzvoseha Shel Torah, which were the main, which are kind of the Avos, the main Mitzvos of the Torah. Is that really, Avos, the main categories, that if you think of Mishpatim, there really is a category, there really is Mitzvos from all over the Torah, from all sections of Shulchan Aruch. There's mitzvahs of Shabbos, mitzvahs of Yontif, the mitzvahs of Ribbis, the mitzvah of Kashrus, and all the Choshen Mishpat issues are all mentioned in the course of Mishpatim. I'm not sure there's we come across any marriage issues? Any Gilui Arayos, morality issues? I'm not sure. But anyways, those other three sections are all represented there. And Kasher Nihigur Avosenu Imagir Shabayim Lisyahid, as they established that we deal like with Geirim that come to convert. Yisrael Kibo Alei Masos Komashi Yitzavim Al Yadu Shal Moshe, and Yisrael accepted upon themselves that they will do all that Moshe commands. V'karos Imahem Bris Al Kol Zeh, and they established a bris. V'karos Imahem HaBris. I was at a bris on Monday morning by Pinchas Katzenstein, who's the mohel in Breuers and covers Washington Heights, Teaneck, and Riverdale. He was actually the mohel for my oldest son, for Yeshua, who's still living in Riverdale. So they have the Minogat of Breuers. It's in other places also. If you catch it in Rabbi Krohn's book on Mila, so he has in the back, that in Psukei Zimra, the mohel will pronounce V'chara Osimo HaBris, and then do from V'chara Osimo HaBris until all the way to the end of Az Yashir, responsively. Back and forth, the mohel and the congregation. I used to know the whole thing by heart back and forth, plus I used to have a lot more brisses when I was a rabbi in Riverdale. But anyways, it's fresh in my mind. I got to hear another fresh Harosi Moha Bris recently. So anyways, so that's in this section here. Now that they will be for them a nation, and he will be for them a God. As he made the condition on them from the beginning, right, that was established over the course of Parshas Yisro. And now that they are sanctified, it is fitting that they have a base of Mikdash amongst them for where the Shechina should reside. And therefore he commanded al davar hamishkan sheyiyu lo that there will be a house that will be within it that will be sanctified for Hashem. From there, that's where Hashem will speak to Moshe, and Moshe will command the Jews. Right, so the Ramban is spelling out that this entire thing is in order. Now, it is not so simple. We'll just put this machlokes for now. Maybe get into more of it another time. But the Rashi in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Ches. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. It's just at the very end. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael Shabbos. And then Pasuk Yichas Vayitenel Moshe Chal Sol Deveri Tobar Sinai Shnei Luchos Hashem gave Moshe the Luchos. And then Vayara Am, the beginning of the Lama Beis is Vayara Am Kibush Shesh Moshe Lareis Minahar. The nation saw that Moshe was late coming down from the mountain. Right, so this is right before the giving of the Hashem gives Moshe the Luchos. So Rashi comments there. Ein mukdam u'mukha v'Torah. There is no order in the Torah. Maisa ha'egel kodam letzivoy meleches ha'mishkan yamim rabim haya. The episode with the Egel took place before the command of the Mishkan. That this section, the beginning, middle of Parshas Ki Tisah, really belongs before Parshas Truma chronologically. Sharib Yud Zayim and Thomas Nishtabra Luchos was on the 17th day of Thomas. That's when the Luchos broke. Uviyom Kippurim Nisratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Then Hashem accepted the tshuva of the Jews on Yom Kippur. It's the next day that they began building the Mishkan, which then got concluded and built on the first day of Nisan. So Rashi is claiming this entire thing is out of order. In which case, you got to raise the question on Rashi, which I will raise when we get up to that point, is why? Why do we need Truma? What was the Torah then telling us by putting it out of order, according to Rashi? That's Rashi's interpretation. But of course, the Ramban's interpretation is that, nope, everything is in order. This is all part of the original plan. I'll give you a hint. Part of Rashi's answer might be that building the Mishkan wasn't part of the original plan. Right? The plan was that we're going to get the Torah and move straight into Israel and conquer the land very quickly and build the Beis HaMikdash there. Right? That's perhaps Rashi's interpretation. The Ramban's interpretation is no. In order for the Torah to be given, the entire Torah wasn't given yet. Right? Moshe still has to go up, and there still has to be commands that are given, still has to be prophecy that Moshe receives. And where is that going to happen? It's going to happen in the Mishkan. So therefore, it is a prerequisite for the duration of the stay in the Midbar for the Mishkan to be built. That's the Ramban. Rashi says, why? 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 It's not necessary to have that place until later. But now the Bnei Yisrael is going to be having a longer extended stay in the Midbar, so that perhaps is what necessitated the building of the Mishkan. Or maybe the fact that the Chida Egel happened demonstrated the necessity of building the base building the Mishkan, which raises a further question of, is the building of the Mishkan or / Beis HaMikdash, is that a dispensation to people, or is that people at its highest point? Right? They could even raise that issue. Maybe we should. Anyway, it's not for now. So,
that command was given on the 17th of Tammuz.
No, the Chida Egel happened on the 17th day of Tammuz.
And that's also, we have that as a fast, right?
That's right.
But not for this reason.
I believe it is mentioned in Slichos.
Oh, okay. All right.
If you look at Slichos and Yizayah Tammuz, it does get a mention, but right, the 17th day of Tammuz we generally understand as the day that the Babylonians / the Romans, one or both of them, crashed through the wall. The first Beis HaMikdash, I believe, has contradictory testimony. There's two different psukim that seem to give different dates as to when the Babylonians broke through the wall. Okay, so the Ramban says, so therefore it was commanded at this point that the Beis HaMikdash will be built. So, but, and Avamoshe hiktim and parches of Ayakalas and Mishkan, and so Lovi has been saying, fine. So, Mesora Mishkan, what's the point of the Mishkan? So, this is obviously a very important Ramban. Shiakavar Esher Shachin al Harsinai, Shochin alav Benister. That the honor that resided on Harsinai should reside amongst the Jewish people, hidden, meaning in the Mishkan. It should be covered, but it should be there, it should be amongst them. And he quotes a couple of psukim to prove that point. And this Mishkan that was regularly with the Jews was therefore caused that would be with regularly with the Jews the honor which they saw at Harsinai. And from there, that's where the voice came to Moshe, like the voice that Moshe heard at Harsinai. So that is what the Mishkan is supposed to represent. The Mishkan is supposed to represent, sounds like, a continual acceptance of the Torah. And he says, if you look very carefully at the psukim, you'll understand the secret of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. He quotes a couple of psukim that Shlomo pointed out as well. And yeah, okay, anyways, that's the point. That's the way the Ramban introduces the book of the Parsha of Truma. Fine. The Sforno makes a point here, which says that Beryl B'nai Yisrael B'chuli Truma B'eskul Yisrael Yisrael B'nai Yisrael B'chuli Truma Si. So, you're going to speak to the Jews, and you're going to take Truma. So who's taking? What is the language of taking? Right? So when taxes are collected, so the IRS takes my money. Right? When a donation is made to the shul, a donation is given to the shul. Right? That's generally the way we speak. Or he gave X amount of money. So why is the terminology here being that of Vayikhu, taken, or was it Meis Kol Yisrael Venu Libo? It seems to be a contradiction. Take for me Truma from all people that want to give. Well, then you're not taking, then they're giving, if they don't have to. Right? Make sense? Okay, so the Sforno points out, and morally Yisrael shachafasi shegavoy migvu ba'adi truma, that I want a truma to be collected. Moshe came down and he tells them, that Hashem commanded you guys need to give. That Moshe spoke to the Jews, which is in the Sanhedrin, says you need to take from them truma. The command was out for them to collect. But the Jews didn't wait for the Sanhedrin to ask them. But immediately they went in front of Moshe and brought him more than they needed. And therefore the only thing left was for the Nesim to bring was for those stones which B'nai Yisrael had not yet brought. Why did B'nai Yisrael not yet bring those stones? So, well, they only brought things that were commanded. They only wanted these things that were brought. The Sforno points out in the next pasuk, "V'zos hatruma shetekhu meitam." V'zos hatruma. This is true. What you should be taking from them. Right. Actually, Avni Shalom is mentioned over there, but it says the Sforno tziva shlo yikablu kol shava kesef, that they were commanded to get these things and not shava kesef. What's shava kesef? What's shava kesef? The equal of money. What is the equal of money? Stuff, right? So here, in order to collect for the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't run a gigantic pawn shop, right? What?
Yeah, pawn shop.
Pawn shop, yeah. Pawn shop. What's the name of the? There's a TV show about pawn shops.
Oh, pawn shop.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that's in Vegas.
Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars, right?
Yeah.
That's
the guy always. Yeah, like in Vegas, they have all the people go to the casinos.
Right, and then they need to, right. So anyway, so that's not what's going on here. Here they are actually giving those things, particularly which they needed for the. For the Beis HaMikdash. So, for example, he says, "Go peros umargolios va'avanim tovos she'inim ba'avnei ha'ifud va'choshen." For instance, fruit or pearls or nice stones. They're very nice stones, but guess what? There are only 12 of them that we need for the ephod, for the choshen of the kohen gadol, and that ain't one of them. So, therefore, sorry, we're not taking them. Vali kabu truma shegufa nichnasas b'malachas ha'mishkan. But he took the money. The money was necessary for the building of the Mishkan, that they actually needed for the building of the Mishkan itself. Yes?
Money meaning the metal to melt down, not the money.
That's what it's...
To buy parts.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. And again, the question is, who do they buy from, right? I mean, I'm not sure UPS delivered to the middle of the Sinai Desert.
Well,
yeah? Even Amazon. What?
I mean, the caravan San Yosef, it could be out there. I mean, wasn't that a trade route out in that area?
Well, actually, they avoided the trade route. That's what we learned. Actually, the what we consider Har Sinai, I believe, is in southern Sinai Peninsula. That's the way that the maps trace their travels, so it takes them south. It actually takes them to all the way down in that big peninsula. So it actually was not on the trade routes. Um, But you're right, I think you're right. Zahav and Chesed and Nechushas, these things were needed in the Mishkan itself, and that might have been what they collected.
They were basically raw materials to manufacture.
Right, it was the metal for the raw materials. Right. Now we did see, I think Rashi commented when we went through it the other day, that there is an idea there is the Medrash that comments that on their way down they planted, or Yaakov foresaw that such a thing would be needed, and therefore planted trees in Mitzrayim, which they took for them. Yeah, that we did mention the other day. Okay, what else we got here with regards to Yishonim? Okay, so there is, if you go to Pasuk Tes, he says, "G'chol asher ani maraos cha istav nis hamishkan veistav nis kol kilav v'chein tasu." So, what is that v'chein tasu? What is that terminology at the end of Pasuk Tes? This is what I've commanded. I've showed you what you need to do. This is what you need to do. V'chein tasu, and do it. So what's that, and do it? So the Ramban says, Ladoros, im yavet echa mina kelim, o kishatasa kli, beis olam, kagon shulchanos, umenoros, vichinorim, umachonos, sha'asa shlomo katavnis, elu tasa osam. This is the way you do it. This is not just the way that you're going to build these kelim right now while you're in the midbar, but this is the way you will always do it. So for example, when Shlomo goes ahead and builds the base of Migdash, these are the kelim that he's going to pattern himself after. Right? Vim lo yeha mikra mechubar lamalei, menu, if it wasn't connected to what was before, it wouldn't have said v'chein tasu, ela kein tasu. Rather, it's always saying what you've done already, now go and do it. That's Rashi's understanding. Right, Ladoros, this is going to be the way that you're going to construct the Beis HaMikdash forever and ever. So v'lo yadati, however, the Ramban says v'lo yadati she is the emes. I'm not sure this is true. She schayv Shlomo lasos kli beis olam ketav nisaylu, that Shlomo actually was obligated to make the kelim in his Beis HaMikdash like these. Umizbeach hanachoshes also Shlomo esrim ama erech ve'esrim rachav. That in fact Shlomo's mizbeach that he built was 20 amos by 20 amos. How long was it in the Mishkan? 2.5 by 2.5. Well, no, that's the Aron. The Aron.
The big Mizbeach was.
But it wasn't that big. It was big enough that they would walk up on top of it. But here. Chamish amos orach, chamish amos rocha. 5 amos by 5 amos. So that's big. That's 12 feet by 12 feet. That's a nice platform, but it's nowhere near 20 amos by 20 amos, which is what Shlomo HaMelech did. So the Ramban says, so what are you talking about? This is the commandment for all generations about the way to build it. Shlomo didn't listen to it. So perhaps the answer to that is that he still made it in the image of that mizbeach. Might not have been 5 by 5. He just expanded it. He just
did the same ratio.
It was right. It was proportional to that 5. So that might still be included in doing it like this. But anyways, that's the Ramban. The Ramban says it's not true that this is a command that all kelim liolam vod be like this. So what is it? So he quotes from the Ibn Ezra that derech hapshat ein tzarich lecholze aval ba hakefel lachzok v'zaros. Now what's the point here? The point is of this doubling was to strengthen and to give him his reasons to get him out there, to give him go and do it. V'chein tasu, and he went ahead and did it. You know, go and do it in this way. Give emphasis to that which has been commanded already. So that's the Machlokas, Rashi and Ramban, how to deal with this. Rashi, right, and it maybe perhaps it's really, they're really arguing of, is the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash that perhaps were different than they were in the Mishkan, not in luck, but in proportion, are those the same kelim? Is that a fulfillment of the same command that's in Parshas Truma? Or is it a different mitzvah? Is it a different kli that Shlomo HaMelech was building that would achieve the same purpose? Which then is maybe another halachic question of, is it a mitzvah to build the Mishkan? Right? So I see here actually that there is a long Likutei Biuri HaMitzvos MeHaRambam, that the Rambam seems to talk about this at length. But that's perhaps a question. And one of the requirements that the Rambam has in order for something to count as a mitzvah is what? That it be a mitzvah Ladoros, that it be a mitzvah for all generations. So is building the Beis HaMikdash, is building the second Beis HaMikdash, is that a fulfillment of the mitzvahs that appear in this parsha? If you say yes, then it's a mitzvah for all generations, and it counts as a mitzvah. If you say no, that it's kind of a separate thing that Shlomo HaMelech did, so then you'll have a hard time figuring out how to count this as a mitzvah. Right, Sam? Yeah. Okay. So we continue on. So Fasik Yud, we move into the Amr. So here the Ramban jumps in again and says, the Ramban says, wait a second, Yasu is plural. Every other command is Yasisa. And you, meaning singular. Who's the singular? Moshe. Right, and in fact, even right here, v'tzipisa uso zahav tahor. Right, you in singular will put gold around it. Ma'irukutz depend v'tzisa alav zeres hasimi etzakta lo, and you shall do this. So, why is the first word v'asu plural, but the rest of the section is singular? That's the question that the Ramban asks. The Ramban says, "Yachshav b'nei Yisrael is going to malvach and tzipisa so v'yatzu lo v'chum b'lashon yachid ki Moshe k'neged kol Yisrael." He says, "Was Moshe the equivalent of all the Jews?" That's what we're saying here. Meaning, we learn from here that speaking to Moshe is the equivalent of speaking to the entire Jewish people. That's answer number one that the Ramban gives. Answer number two.
That means literally, he literally has to make this. He can't. I don't know.
Especially because he hires Bezalel. Right. So.
Does that fulfill his?
Yeah, maybe it does. I mean, you are obligated to give your kid a bris. Did anybody here ever give their kid a bris? You did?
Yeah. I watched it, right.
Right. There are molim that make different molim have different requirements, but you hire a shliach, so maybe that could be what's going on also. Moshe was commanded to oversee it, and he hired a shliach. At my brother-in-law in Washington, so the mole at his... all of those boys are already born before I came into the family, except for the last one. So the last one, the Moel, you bring the kid in, they put the kid on the Sandik's lap, and the Moel gets, whatever, and then looks up and says, "Okay, Tati, I have everything ready for you, it's all set up, go ahead." To which the father say, no, I'm not going to do it. What do you mean? You have a mitzvah. No, you can be my shliach. Right? He has a whole routine set up already. Others just, but there are different stringencies about setting up the shlichus. Sometimes there's some are makbid that the father give the knife over to the moel or something like that. I think if I would have had to hold the knife, I would have dropped it. So I don't remember myself participating in that activity. So anyways, Vaitakin Shiyirmos Shia Kol Yisrael Mishtakfin Basias Aram Babur Shu Kalish Mishikhne Alyon Vishayisku Kulamator. But then he goes on and says that B'nai Moshe is opposite. And maybe what the Ramban says it means is that all the Jews are really partners in the Aron. Then it says the Midrash itself asks this question. If they ma b'cholakim kasuva asisa uva aron ksiviasu. Aron. Why is it by all the Kalim it says Vasisa singular, but by the Aron it says plural? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shalom, Amar Kadosh Baruch Yavo Hakol V'Yisasku Ba'aron V'Yisheyisku L'Torah. That everybody should come and be involved in the Aron, because being involved with the Aron represents being involved with Torah, and the Torah is applicable to everybody. Va'esek sheis nadev kol echad kli zahav echad ba'aron o yazur levitzalel azar ma'at. And the deal was that everybody would give a little bit of the gold, or they would help Bezalel in some way. I don't know what he means by that. O sheichavnu ledavar, that they should have in mind that, oh, Bezalel's my shliach for my chelek of the aron. The Aron represents Talmud Torah. There's a lot of ideas with the homiletic ideas with that. The Aron represents Talmud Torah, and all B'nai Yisrael must participate in that. Okay, one more final Ramban here. We go to Pasuk Chaf Aleph. One more final Ramban that we'll be doing. But the Ramban says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, "V'nasata es hakaporis al Aron milmala," that you're going to put the kaporis on the Aron on top, v'el haron, and into the Aron, titenes ha'idus asher etenei lach. I will give you the edus. What is the edus? The edus is the luchos. Now, by the way, he says the edus, which I will give you. When did that happen? When the according to the Ramban, it makes sense. The edus aren't given till Parshas Kitisa, According to Rashi, it's a little bit of a question. I thought he already had the Idus. Right? So anyways, but you have a bigger problem. The Rabbani deals with a different question here. He says you're going to put the top on, and you're going to put the luchos inside. Well, if you put the top on, it's going to be a little hot to get the luchos inside, no? So ask the Ramban, Lo yadati lama nichpal, sharei kfar amor, benesata el aron esaidus. He already actually said it earlier, you're going to put the aron, you're going to put it to the aron da idus. V'yishlomar shabo lama, shabo odu aron below kaporas, yitin techila ha'edus lesocho, v'achach yitin ha'kaporas alav. That it means that before the, while the aron still doesn't have its kaporas on it, you'll put the edus into it, and then you'll put the kaporas on top. And so we find that when they built the Mishkan, that it was said, you're going to put the edus into the Aron, and then it says, and they put the Kaporas on the Aron on top. That, in fact, there's a couple of differences between the way it's described, particularly in terms of the order, the way the Mishkan is described in Parshas Truma, versus the way it's described in Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei. The orders are different. Here it's a theoretical order, that you talks about the Kelim first, and then it talks about the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan. Later on, it talks about the Mishkan first, and then it talks about the Kelim. That's the famous Medrash. That's how Moshe figured out that Bezalel was so smart. That Bezalel was the one who said, wait a second, you got to build the house before you put in the furniture. Otherwise, if you buy the furniture before you have a house, what's going to happen to the furniture? Well, it depends what climate you live in, but either it gets rained on, it gets snowed on, or it gets stolen, or you know, whatever, something happens to them. So this is practical versus theoretical. V'od, but yes, v'imahayad, that if this was really the command, mishma, oh, yoster sha'achar sh'itin ha'kaporas ala aron, kasher amar yitin ba'aron esayidus, ki aron yikro gam b'yoster ha'kaporas alav, it's only called the aron once the kaporas is on it. And he said, "Aval pirusha." So what's the pshat? Ki avorshi itzava hakruvim liyosem porshe kinefayim lamala v'lo amar lama yasa klal mashi yishmu b'mishkan v'lami yukeinyan azel l'kach amar atvin asata kaporas im lekruvim. Because the command was about building the kruvim, putting the angels on top. Why in the world are you doing this? What is the significance of this? So therefore, we have to recognize. No, the point is that it's not about the kruvim on top. It's not about the beauty of the aron. It's about the Idus that's inside. It's about the Luchos that are inside. And that's actually what gives the entire Aron its sanctity. And in fact, as Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, maybe we'll do this, maybe that's all right. It's what gives the entire Beis HaMikdash its sanctity. Because it's only about having a Shem Hashem. The fact that there is a Kadosh Baruch whose name is recognized in the innermost part, that's what ultimately is what supplies the sanctity for the entire Mishkan, for the entire Beis HaMikdash, for the entire Eretz Yisrael, in fact, and that gets, it gets expanded upon and expanded upon, but ultimately all comes back to the center where there is the Shem Hashem is present. So, okay, I guess we've done enough here. We'll continue with something next week.
Hey, Rabbi, yes.